A number of years ago, when I was chaplain to a secondary school, one of the students, a young girl, gave birth to a baby boy just before Christmas. One of the religion teachers and I decided to visit her. When we arrived at the house, the girl opened the door holding her baby. We received a warm welcome, but it was obvious there were a lot of social problems. We sat together in the sitting room chatting, when out of the blue, the girl asked if I would like to hold her baby. It was something I wasn't expecting, but replied that I would be delighted to do so. She placed the baby in my arms, and I held her beautiful little baby boy. As I held him, I could see his mother, his very young mother, gazing upon him with great love. One could sense the bond of love between them. As I sat there, it suddenly dawned on me how similar this experience was to the first Christmas, and now here it was happening before my very eyes. In somewhat similar circumstances, 2,000 years ago, another young mother gave birth to her little son. In that stable, she gazed upon her child with great love and tenderness. The Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. The reality of the Incarnation is all around us. As Patrick Kavanagh put it so aptly, Christ is present in the bits and pieces of our everyday lives. As our Advent journey draws to a close this year, where do you see Christ's presence? Where is he revealing himself to you in the midst of all that is going on? Sometimes it's not so easy to recognize him, but be assured he is there because he is Emmanuel, God who is with us.